percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious. And now, here's Wendy.
And time flies when you're having fun and trying to remember what year you're in. 2019. I'm seeing commercials say the new 2018. I'm going, wait. That's confusing. It's because the 2018s are leftovers. Okay, well, we're into 2019 already, and it's a ton of stuff going on. One of the best, I think, headlines of the year comes from the, let's see here, the roll call. This is Twitter. I love Twitter because I get so much information in a short amount of time. I like that. Condensed, concise, consolidated. This is former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. You might have remembered him from all the stuff that came out last year when they had that CIA information coming out on what the secret, I guess, organization was in some way, shape, or form investigating about UFOs and UFO-related stuff. And Skinwalker Ranch came into play. It was fantastic, this stuff that they dropped. Well, he's in the news again saying that I personally don't know if there exist little green men or other places. I kind of doubt that, but I do believe the information we have indicates we should do a lot more study. A lot more study. Okay, I like that. Some of this stuff, we don't know the details. That's not a problem. The problem is not researching it or saying that if someone sees it, then they are crazy. It's like, well, no, maybe you just can't see it. That's not a problem. Uh-huh. Okay, so something that moves in a way that is suspicious enough or unique enough or fantastic enough, the pilots are scratching their heads and saying, we know what's going on behind the scenes. This isn't us. That's worth investigating and exploring. So he's saying that and this is in the piece of information I saw, he was going to call a member of the Senate where they have people in the military who want to come forward and are not coming forward because they're afraid of losing some kind of credibility and promotions and that kind of stuff and just being, you know, totally ridiculed into silence. That's the whole point, this suppression. Anyway, that saying we've got people who want to talk about it, they're not talking about it. So just because we don't have hundreds and hundreds of reports doesn't mean there aren't more out there. It means people are being quiet. And I've got somebody who's going to know a whole lot about that. Patty Greer's coming up. We're going to talk with her about her crop circle research and the incredible, immense amount of research work she's done to help bring this stuff basically a little bit more front and center. Okay, we'll talk with her in a minute. But I also want to get into the fact that Wendy's Coffee House on the blog, I've got the information that shows the podcast archives. The podcast archives don't have the commercials. I'm also migrating some of those shows over to SoundCloud, and that's just for a little bit more. Sometimes that can be a little bit more convenient depending on what app you're using and how you're accessing the program. A lot of people now are listening more to the podcast episodes because it's hard to make time. This show airs, you know, Sunday night. It's a consistent program on KCMO, and Sunday night at 7:10 a.m., just in case you are in the area. But most of my listeners actually are coming in from the podcast. So that's why I want to mention that there are going to be two places now. And I'm doing this to kind of, one gives me a better way to give you more information, then the other gives me a better, in terms of presentation accessibility, so it's easier for you to get to. If you're using either one, Audio Boom or SoundCloud now, you'll be able to get more of the shows. And then I also, that uploads them to Twitter and the whole nine yards. So that part makes it accessible. There's so much stuff going on with people seeing and reporting and talking about these things they didn't used to. So there's another story about a pillar of light that appears over Canada. Some of these things are natural. It has to do with some of the way the earth, either there are ley lines or there are volcanic activity or there's other kinds of seismic activity that then creates that. But in addition to that, like the Board Camp Crystal Mine, there's other activity that may be associated or in some way, shape, or form connecting these portals that open and then people see interesting things that then disappear. So I wanted to get into this Crop Circle Diaries, the movie, because it's the latest one from Patty Greer. And she had an incredible experience in a UK crop circle in 2007. But as she's been doing all of these movies, then she's expanded her awareness, her knowledge, her database, and connected with Penny Kelly, whom I've interviewed about her incredible Kundalini experience, which then basically shot her off the planet into 80 million different dimensions. And now if you talk about her, she knows. So I'm saying good things. Hi, Penny. But she also worked with William Levengood. And he's a scientist who was studying this stuff for years and getting all sorts of diss from people who wanted him to be quiet about it. So now, my person who knows more about this than I can even tell you, Patty Greer. Patty, thank you. Thank you. I am so glad you're doing what you're doing. You're giving away your movies for free. Now, this isn't a happy thing, but you're going to get more people online because they're able to access the films. So it's good news, bad news.
Well, the good news is that when you talk about quantum Penny Kelly, who can feel us talking about her,
yes.
You have to also know that there's a quantum William Levengood who left here and a year later brought Penny and I together, which was explained in the final film.
And that is phenomenal.
And,
yes.
I mean, those ladies, I couldn't have imagined those ladies at the hotel when I came back and William Levengood was in ghost form walking up with me. I mean, the whole Crop Circle Diaries was almost like the most I could have possibly done because I confessed the most bizarre things that happened to me.
Well, this, okay.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the beginning because you were on a different trajectory. This wasn't exactly the direction you were heading when you did this. It was an experience that then kind of catapulted all of this into your awareness. And so let's just give it a basis for the beginning. What happened?
Since I was 6 years old, I played piano, and I played professionally music for 30 years, 33 years, maybe singing band, stage, spiritual, sitting there with a harp. I had a big, huge gold harp. Really fun to haul around, tune that many dozens of strings during breaks also, just always tuning, but beautiful music. Little did I know that in 2004, something changed my life and my health. I got poisoned by a dentist and mercury poisoning, mercury fillings.
Oh.
And the only thing that changed was my fingertips. Those important little harp calluses started having issues. But all those musicals, all those songs I wrote and put onto CDs became the soundtracks to the 8 films I made. Who knew?
Oh, wow.
So clearly, I love your word trajectory because I didn't, but every time I made a film, I'm like, okay, I need this song. Oh, the beginning of Autumn Glow. You know, I go grab this harp thing that I did 10 bars of. It's like, perfect. Glissandos. Anyway, kind of like writing music, except here I am in the crop circles. You can't film an ugly minute in southern England.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. And for whatever reason, it was so perfect, the mercury poisoning, because I was, shall we say, a little out of my mind, that I would get in those small planes in the wind and rain with these English pilots. You know, they'd say, anybody here want to fly? The weather's terrible. It's going to be bumpy. And nobody would want to go, and I'd be the crazy American. I'll go. So I filmed crop circles that a lot of people didn't get on the first day. And that's so important because for whatever reasons the farmers chose, a lot of them were mowed away, gone on day 2.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the thing about this. It was so incredible. You know, you would see or hear from the crop circle people that here's a new one, and then it's gone. And the thing, the energy from those things, from the people that I've talked to who have been there on the ground, saying that that's the thing about this. It tells you it's legit. There's a different energy, and that's what Levengood was on to.
Yes, and I think the difference between researchers who listen to other people's information or perhaps misinformation compared to real experiencers who take their cameras into the field and film there, that was me. And I had nothing, a movie camera at all, still don't really, but I held the camera and locked it on the tripod and knew how to zoom and slowly scan. And, you know, I mean, I got it down, but it was really about being there with the maids who were in the crop circles with me week after week after week, first thing in the morning. And we were this group called, in my opinion, the front line was one term they used, but we called ourselves the croppies. And this was like 10 years ago when I started.
Mm-hmm.
I guess 2006, participants. But I haven't gone in the last couple of years because all that led up to Crop Circle Diaries, where I went, here it is. Truth is, you know, this really did come from Love and Good.
Hold on.
Crop Circle Diaries.
We're going to take a break, okay? So hang on a second, because I want to continue this and with Love and Good, because that story is going to come out. Crop Circle Diaries, that's the latest one, and that's the one that really boils this all into a phenomenal event and a phenomenal piece of information. Talking with Patty Greer, 8 films, 8 awards. She's got more to talk about, and she's putting this stuff out for free, all right? So there's a reason we're talking about this. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. And if you're listening on the podcast, thank you. Thank you. Subscribe. Okay. There's been so much going on in terms of talking about UFOs and talking about different kinds of entities, whether Sasquatch, Bigfoot is related to that, and portals and dimensions. And the thing about this that's kind of a unifying element is crop circles. That's extraordinary. Why? Because crop circles gets into the energy behind the scene, actually allowing and infusing this kind of either the activity or the awareness that happens with it. I like the fact in this movie that you're going to watch, Crop Circle Diaries, and it's a 2017 EBE award winner. Okay, there's a point where Patty Greer goes into the field, and behind her, and I'm thinking it's Patty or somebody she's talking to, somebody, they're teenagers, and teenagers kind of run amok, and then there's this overlay of like a blanket. They're all down for the count, and the other people are there witnessing the activity. Now, remember that when people say, I didn't see anything, and somebody else goes, what are you saying? It was happening. There's a reason some people are down for the count and the other people are present, and that's intentional. So with Patty, when she finds that William Levengood is still here on another plane participating in this discovery, I think that's phenomenal, and I think that is a huge key here. So Patty, with your story and your award-winning films, I'm hoping you're going to get a lot more support.
Well, thank you. And when I officially gave up on distribution, it was middle of October. And a week or two later, I looked at my statistics, and I had from the top of the year, but it really spiked once I just gave them away, 1,200,000 minutes watched.
Yeah.
People want to know.
Yes.
People want to know.
Yeah.
And it's been so off. Today, I actually spent an hour, whatever, on the phone waiting for Amazon to come through, because this is at Crop Circle Diaries. He's selling and a couple of other films. You can't get help.
Yeah.
So I've dealt with more than 200 unlawful ads of my copywritten movies on Amazon by sellers that have no permission. I've dealt with so much over the years. I'm over it. I have a whole different life, and I've made them. Why let them sit in the closet? Because nobody's allowed to help me. It's my name blacklisted. I don't know, but I cannot believe the obstacle. But you can hear me smiling because I could give a crap anymore. I've seen it all. And I loved going and being the Crop Circle speaker across at all the UFO events in Canada. And when I say all, I just mean the fuller attended ones.
Yeah.
I would bring 300 photos of crop circles. And it wasn't like I would talk about what I read in somebody's book or heard from somebody else. I got these photos from Janet Ostabart, who's in my first and fourth films. And she took these photos. So I know, you know, but here I am over there with the people that are really sitting in the circle together, watching the little teeny hairs go up on our arms. Tingles, goosebumps, head to toe. It's like you, once you have a sighting or an experience, you don't even care what other people say.
That's right.
It's you can't unknow it or unsee it.
It's yours.
I feel so blessed. But it was mine so many because I was just greedy. After my first crop circle, I came back the next year alone for 9 weeks, 2007. 2008, 9 weeks, and I would have spent, you know, my June day at a B&B right there in the epicenter so that I was inches away. so that I could just walk there first thing in the morning and see what happened last night. It was like this hunger from I don't know where. But I was fearless. Like I said, I would fly in those little planes. And when I say the first time I sat in the passenger seat to the headset, I'm like, oh, cool, you know, with the microphone so he and I can talk. And I'm looking around for the body halter because I got this big, heavy movie camera and a small one around my wrist. And I said, where's the halter? And he goes, oh, it's just the belt. And I'm looking like, what, this little man belt? And he goes, yeah, do you want your door on? And I'm like, what? And he said, well, you know, the professional photographers, they don't want a door on their side because, and I'm like,
yeah,
are you messing with me? And he was serious. So I was like, oh God, door off. So this is how I flew probably 40, 50 times.
Oh, you and, did that. Wow.
I did all my filming.
I know, but I didn't realize, I didn't connect that you were hanging out of the plane doing this.
I did things that I would never allow myself to do tomorrow. And I'm going to go back to Mercury in the brain does really interesting things.
Oh, my.
And luckily, the chemistry of my body, I had two options at that level. I was over 10 after 8 years on the Richter scale of mercury poisoning.
Oh.
But it served me. Instead of going brain dead, my brain woke up. I mean, it was a really bizarre thing. I assure you, I've never been this intellectual. So now I meet Penny Kelly. And I've already made 6 movies. Maybe I've made 7 movies. I meet Penny Kelly in the weirdest way, but when she invited me, it was the year after William Levengood passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her during the course of after he died. And so she invited me to come to the wake. So, of course, I'd love to drive across 5 states to Michigan again. So I did. I was meeting her the first time and realizing how real it was for she and I to work together. I came back a month later for 3 days, but I stayed 3 weeks, called in a film crew from Michigan as close as I could find, and filmed Penny Kelly for Crop Circle Diaries because the science I'm about to explain that blew my mind, Kelly,
yeah.
And William Levengood,
yeah.
She had to tell me 5 mornings in a row, like a B&B, so I could stay there, I could have my coffee. She comes down a little while later, and I'm sitting there coffeeed up. I got my elbows on my knees, my hands wrapped around my head, and I said, okay, tell me again. How are crop circles being made? And on the 3rd, 4th, 5th day, she's like, Patty, you look so silly. Take your head. And I said, no, seriously, it actually gives me a headache. Just tell me again. It was so hard to comprehend. And last Sunday, I do a Q&A sometimes, which I'm always open to do for a small fee,
mm-hmm.
where I show them for Q&A. 5 people ask me the same question. And I'm like, it took me 5 days. I don't blame you for asking the same. So here it is. And it's really hard to imagine that crop circles aren't this woo-woo, unexplainable UFO, alien, spaceship, plasma, frequencies, all these other planetary. It's none of that. What happened was Levengood and Penny Kelly, for the last 16 years of Lefty's life, Lefty Levengood, they proved through magnetics and a variety of multiple repeated testing that crop circles are coming out of the Earth in double vortices of spinning plasma fields. They're a proven science, and they were able to reproduce the tests to prove that the seeds were growing 30 to 400% more food per plant.
See, that's what's so fascinating, is that when he saw those seeds, they weren't that impressive. But then he kind of set them aside for a little while and decided to do a little research and wait. And then when he put them in the ground or helped them along like you would with a seed, he was blown away with that, what you're talking about right now, the extraordinary improvement an increase in fertility. And not only that, this is duplicated with some of the UFO sites that they have the similar results. Okay, we're going to come back with Patty Greer. Crop Circle Diaries, that's the movie we're talking about. She's got 8 films. The other one is on orbs and energy beings, and that one is also phenomenal. Oh, there's just so much here to cover. We're going to have to narrow it down. But the frequency, is also a key. Coming up, more with Patty Greer. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Back in a few. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. My guest, Patty Greer. Crop Circle Diaries, that's the film. The deal with this is there was a lot of controversy about William Levengood. And there was a whole lot of effort trying to discredit him. Because I knew some other people on the other end of it, I knew that was playing dirty pool. And so in this movie, in the film, Patty and Penny bring this issue, I think, to a nice conclusion and say, here's the deal, this is what went down, and this is why it is a non-issue with William Levengood. And he goes by Dr., without the PhD, Dr. Levengood, and he earned it. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Penny would be one of the only people that would know, and a few others that came to the lab. But I, again, didn't come into any of this with the awareness that the best was being hidden. I just started going in crop circles. And when I was speaking at an event in Michigan, strangely brought to Penny Kelly's house. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that Lefty was there the whole time. So William Levengood, and we tell the story in the movie. I don't want to.
Yeah, that's fine. Yes.
But why they, in my opinion, so severely was that he proved that it was an actual science that could be repeated in a lab, how crop circles were physically happening. He figured out, like I said earlier, that we've got these two counter-rotating, spinning vortices of plasma. And they're spinning in the opposite directions, but they've already been predetermined as to it's going to be a hummingbird, or it's going to be a binary code that says this message, or it's going to be a mathematical Fibonacci sequence. So it's a pre-designed design. And in my opinion, this is what Lefty and Penny came up with, is that we have almost every crop circle, and this is from the research center, by the way, was sitting on a ley line, which is a direct line between two sacred sites. Almost every crop circle ever documented has been sitting over an aquifer of water.
Mm-hmm.
So these two elements are always there at the delivery location of a crop circle. Sacred energy, they're sitting on a ley line between sacred sites, and they're sitting over water. So what this says is we have to go back and remember the earth is a living, breathing being. She grows trees, we grow hair. So she's breathing, she's listening, she's feeling and sensing us. So when she has a message to deliver, and this is just the belief of ultimately what I got from Penny and I sitting together with my experiences in more than 100 crop circles, and she never being in one, but going through hundreds, if not thousands, of samples of crop circle wheat, corn, barley, to prove that all of these samples had these bends at around 90 degree angle, but they weren't just bent and broken. They actually grew a bubble. There was some kind of heat that hit it really fast and hard.
Mm-hmm.
It grew a bubble. Sometimes there was an open hole where the steam shot out, and it bent over. Sometimes instead of steam shooting out, bam, it would stretch and become an elongated node, and a node is the angle point. But all of a sudden, acres of wheat are spun with some kind of heat
mm-hmm.
that bent tens of thousands of stalks of crop in a particular pattern that when you fly over or when you stand on the hillside looking down, you can see that it is a Mandelbrot mathematics sacred geometry. It's like, wait, 3 hours of night? The epicenter, because there's more sacred sites than anywhere else on Earth, is southern England. Stonehenge is one stone circle. Avebury is another stone circle. And pretty much 40 miles around that area, we see more crop circles than anywhere else on Earth.
Yeah.
So this is where I did all my filming. And the wheat is definitely... definitely showing signs of biological change. And that's what Lefty and Penny were measuring in the lab. And they proved that it's not some woo-woo guessing game. They really are coming out of the Earth's plasma fields. Now, people that see light in these footages where two balls of light, you know, go over a field of wheat and bam, the crop circle happens in seconds. Have you seen that one?
Yes, yes.
Oliver, yeah. Most people have. Unfortunately, actors or people willing to be famous for money went forward and claimed, and a lot of people believed them, that that was fake footage, that it was done in a lab, all this stuff in 1996, when in fact it wasn't, in my opinion, and all I have is my own opinion, but I found a binary code between those two balls right before they laid the field down, and it wasn't because I was looking or doing the math. It was because whatever left the other side, I was told.
Yes.
In front of an editor.
Yeah.
To reverse the footage, to slow it down 30%. And he just looked at me like, why? And I said, I don't know. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the binary. Now, I can call that guy today 10 years later, and he'll say, oh, yeah, I was sitting there. That was weird.
Yeah.
And so that's how the movies happen. Like you, Wendy, you know when you see something and you're having an experience,
yeah,
and you can't unsee it.
Yeah.
But then there's also that intuitive voice that comes to you now and then, and you hear it, but you say, do I act on it or do I not? And I acted.
Yeah.
And that's how those movies.
Well, see, that's so fantastic, too, though, is that there's another element. There's always going to be the people who call themselves skeptics. And then, you know, that's a popular thing because I see a lot of, I'm a skeptic medium. I'm a skeptic psychic. I'm a skeptic intuitive. I'm like, oh, come on, come on, come on. Just do your stuff. Because everybody, you have to have that first time of, oh, my gosh, have your mind blown. And then it's not skeptic. It's curious. And it's in so many ways all over the top. I think it's obsessed because once you've experienced this, you want to find out more. And there are so many questions that you are like you when you had that crop circle experience in 2007. I think that was when you were like on fire to follow through and figure out what the heck is going on. Life all of a sudden became like, wow, candy.
Right? I know. I made four. Okay, no training, no plan. This is definitely not bucket list. From that day, I don't know if it was lightning hit me while I had my eyes closed, but I made four movies in 2 years by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
That was, and I didn't mean to.
That's an obsession.
But it happened.
That's that fire. Okay, hold on. We're going to take a break. We got to come back. The one thing I do want to get back into here is that frequency. There's a little part of this film that really does tie a few things together that says we got a whole lot more to go and much more to learn with this, and that is a key. All right, so hang on. A Crop Circle Diaries, the movie, you can see it on YouTube. You can see it on Patty's page. You can, one way or the other, she's got 8 films. Any one of those, tune into. You'll get some information that you'll probably find really curious and maybe fascinating, and it's worth exploring, all right? Patty Greer Films, and just so much going on with this that you can't open one little window of the film and say that's it. You've got to see the whole thing. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio, back with my guest and more Crop Circle Curious here in a few. KCMO Talk Radio, 7:10 a.m. if you need that. Or you can check it out. All sorts of stuff in the archives. On Audio Boom, and now on SoundCloud. All right, using both of those for the podcast archives. My guest, I need to give the correct film, Crop Circle Films. This is cropcirclefilms.com for Patty Greer. Okay, you'll find it, and that's where all of these shows, these films are 8, and all the information, background, that kind of stuff. I mentioned frequency because when you get into this film, this is a huge deal. To connect the dots and find out what really matters and get the science into it. And one of the things discovered in this was frequency and how that, I was blown away with that because to me, that's a huge deal, but nobody's ever really given me something that made it something concrete. And in this film, I discovered that. I'm not going to go into it because you're going to watch the film. Okay, so, Patty, what was the most exciting thing about doing some of this, you know, putting all this together?
Well, I think finding the answers through Penny Kelly was, for me, the cherry on top of the cake. To meet William Levingood after he died was totally fascinating. And I just kept having my mind blown. But what was great was I was doing it with a camera.
Yeah.
And so when I began in 2008, I remember clearly I was filming The Great Ufology. Jim Mars, he's gone now. Dr. Roger Lear, he's gone now. Robert O'Dean,
wow.
He's gone now.
Yes.
Wendell Stevens gifted me his entire UFO archive. He's gone now.
Oh.
I could go to Dolores Cannon. She's in my movie number two. She's gone. What I'm doing is I'm going down the list of, in my opinion, the greats who, gosh, in the last bunch of years have passed away, kind of like, well, whatever. I want to keep it clear. Very concerning that we've lost a lot of our most important speakers, in my opinion. And now you began the show talking about Harry Reid, and they're bringing in, you know, and we've got TTSA, that thing to the stars,
right,
with all the CIA guys and
Tom DeLonge,
military guys, and the musician actor. I mean, bear with me, but what has happened since, shall we say, passed on, is they've been replaced a circus, in my opinion. That's what's happened. And I appear to be blacklisted, but by choice, because I started speaking too loud, like some of the other people saying, wait a minute, what's going on? And ufology has really changed.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that we can grow as a species to bring back the real speakers, the real experiencers, rather than the actors and researchers who read paid for by Rockefeller material. I think we have a real split happening, but my choice now is I've left the field.
Yeah.
I turned down every gig for 2017 because I'd rather do shows like yours. I'd rather be home safe in the woods, don't have to fly, don't have to go through all that, but to get the information out. So my website is cropcirclefilms.com/free, F-R-E-E. You'll be able to see my last four films, the most important ones, the four most recent films, including Crop Circle Diaries for free, The Orbs and Light Being movie for free.
Yeah.
The Shift has hit the fan with all the free energy stuff for free.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is Women of Today with 33 amazing women, including your neighbor. We're all amazing is the point. And Laura Eisenhower's in it. Barbara Lamb's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in it a little bit. But it's also, you know, how important all of us are as women, which gets forgotten. And what I've dealt with to the point where my answer is, fine, my movies are free. And then to find them again today, you know, some new hacky storefront, it's just like I shake my head and I go, I've got much better things to do, like Wendy's Coffee House. Like
Thank you.
Occasional coast-to-coast radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, let's bring it to the people instead of fighting with the bullies.
Okay.
And a lot of us have wasted a lot of time. So
let me interject.
Did you have a final question?
I want to interject that what you're doing, basically, there's a lot of stuff, you know, when you get all the fans and you sign up. I remember Twitter used to be, oh, well, you can buy 25,000 fans. Here's this money, $2
right.
to get 25,000. Okay. I thought that was just a sham, because I want my fans to be legit. And what you're doing right now is you're developing organic. Organic is real people, real minds, real bodies, real content, and real energy. And that is worth, I think, millions. You don't have to pay for, because you have somebody who is engaged And then as I talk about it, somebody else says, oh, I like this. They share it. It's real rather than the fiction of I've got 80 billion fans. I've got three people who know what they're talking about and can say, I've been in that field. I know what it feels like. You got to go. Make sense?
Absolutely. So you talked about the frequencies briefly before we go.
Yeah.
So you've got two vortices, and let's just talk about one vortex of spinning fields. So it was described to me that they have distinct boundary conditions. There's always earth energy. There's always water energy. So they're coming out of the earth spinning. She's already set the intention. This is going to be a 1,500-foot-long octopus. She's the earth. She's set. Comes out of the earth, spins through the water, goes up into the Earth's atmosphere. So now the water has also received the message, the spinning frequencies, and now it's up above. And so if, in fact, humans have been meditating over there in some sacred site in a group and praying, well, the Earth listens. Now and then, a group of people will scream the next day, oh, my God, it's the crop circle that we, you know, you've heard this. I've had three of them in my films. Mm-hmm. I've been there. It happened to me, you know, the Crystal Castle.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, I'm imagining this. And then the next day, there's a goddess in a circle four times the size of the castle. God, you guys, you're making it too hard for me to deny this. It took her 2 weeks to spread her arms out, phase three of that 2012 crop circle. But for me, I can't ignore the messages. And with these spinning plasma fields, when humans are setting an intention and asking the Earth to honor them occasionally and often, their frequency then, once it's come out of the water and the Earth, spinning in these counter-rotating fields, they're pulling in from all directions those frequencies of plasma fields from humans in a group focused on that particular Celtic cross, five of them at an angle in a circle. Yeah, right. We're going to be able to recreate that 2 days later. It happened. I filmed them. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. Yeah. So I saw it happen. Occasionally, we will see a crop circle of orbiting planets, and you'll see Pluto was missing out of one, and everybody's panicking, oh my God, you know, 2010. But what happened was, it was such an important message that the farmer mowed two big white stripes through the field on the second day. He thought, I'll just destroy this pattern, and I don't know if he was told to or decided to. I flew over both days. The first day, it was gorgeous. It was just simple. And my friend was standing in the middle waving.
Uh-huh.
I flew over in this little plane with no door on my side.
60 seconds.
And so the next day, I got it with the stripes through it where the farmer had heard it, hurt the field, hurt the message. And the next day, the circle maker, the earth herself and whatever, came back and splattered the farmer with all these formations. Don't mess with the mother.
That's right. Checkmate. Hey, Patty, thank you. Thank you so much. I want to talk with you again, okay, because this has to go somewhere. So if you're listening, the website, cropcirclefilms.com, and then what was it, /free for the films, get there first. Tell your friends. This stuff is fascinating. And if you can't go to a crop circle, you should at least talk to somebody who's actually been in one so they can give you an idea of what it's about instead of going to the skeptics and saying, well, what do you think? Forget it, all right? Do your own research. Patty, thank you.
My pleasure. Do your own research, or better yet, just watch my four films for free, and by the time you're done, you'll be able to give lectures. It's very real and very amazing.